So the Torah tells us, "Daber na ba'asnei ha'am, v'yishal ish be'eis re'eyo v'isha me'eis re'usa kli chesef chizav." So they took the gold. So Moshe told the Jewish people to go in and take the gold and silver from the Egyptians during Makas Choshech. So the question is, "Daber na ein." So Daber na is like he's requesting, he's begging the Jewish people. So what's about begging the Jewish people? Like, to take out the garbage, you beg someone. To take gold and silver, that should be running. So there are many different mafarshim. So there's a, I think it was Zalman Tzoretzkin, he equates it to what happened back in Egypt. Well, that's what did happen in Egypt, we could equate it to back what happened during this post-1948 after the Holocaust. So there was a whole debate among Israel whether they should take reparations from the Germans. Of course, no one thinks for a second 6 million cars are equal, but that's part of them. Some say we don't want anything from them, and others say, no, you meant why are we hurting ourselves? We might as well help the economy, give us things so we could at least get our foot going. So the bottom line, I think they ended up taking them. That's why you have all these Mercedes Benz and BMWs or whatever it might be. So that, and that was in the coup d'etat, but you know, why, that's why you had to beg them. On one hand, people were saying, we don't know what, we're not taking from the Egyptians, like they murdered our family, so please do me a favor, because I promised Avram you'll leave B'chosh Gadol. Then at the end, in Parsha, in Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed, hey, Hashem Nasan Eschein Ha'am, Enei Mitzrayim, Yish Aliyam, Vashilam, Vainatzu Es Mitzrayim. And it says, and Hashem gave the people favor in the eyes of Egypt, and they granted their request, so they emptied Egypt. So Vainatzu, simple pshat, is they emptied out. However, it's the pshat from the Evan Ezra, Vainatzu is Lashon Hatzolah, that not only, you know, you're emptying out from the Egyptian, but it's a reflexive that it's going back on you. You were saved. We were also saved. What do you mean, how were we saved? So it's a psychological insight of the Evan Ezra that we know a person, when they get upset, they're angry, they're usually hurting themselves more than anyone else. Half the time, the other person doesn't know they're even angry. The person gets angry about something, eats them up. They boil their blood pressure, their heart rate, or whatever else goes along with it. Stress is probably the worst thing for one's health. And you just keep on, you know, some people get upset about politics, political theater. Someone did, who hasn't been wronged? We all have, and therefore some people, the difference is some people can't get over it or feel they can't get over it. It's harp, they never move on. And the other people who are besimcha, they move on. That's the Lashon Hatzolah, that the Jews went through terrible things and no one's judging anyone. If you went through the Holocaust or if you went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a lot of anger, but is the anger going to be helpful or not? So it depends. So Vayinatzlu, so certain times, if you get a little payment, so therefore it eases the pain. So Yinatzlu Es Mitzrayim, so they took some of the spoils. Of course, not that we're even, but at least it calmed them down. They were able to go to move on in life. And similarly as well with the Holocaust, with the cars. So it's not a matter of like the hatred and evil is still there, but we have to move on. And therefore, that's so. Besides the Yinatzlu Es Mitzrayim, meaning they emptied out Egypt, meaning they took all the gold and silver. But as the Evan Ezra Lashon Hatzolah, equally they saved themselves to leave. They shouldn't leave with the anger, and then destroy your own life and make yourself miserable. But Lashon Hatzolah, they got some of the payments, and they were able to move on, and put it behind them and realize they only could deal with now, with in the present.